I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The Surface Design Association, a New Mexico-based alliance of fiber and textile artists, recently asked its members to express their feelings about place, the suddenly explosive topics of borders, bridges, and sanctuaries. These works in felt, silk, cotton, yarn, and other materials come together in shifting landscapes, an exhibition soon to open in Santa Fe. With us is the executive director of the Surface Design Association, artist Danielle Kelly. Danielle, welcome.
Thank you.
Your members are local, national, and international.
Absolutely. Surface Design Association is a member-based organization. And our members come from all over the world. We're a virtual organization, although we're based in New Mexico. And we celebrate fiber arts, textiles, textile-inspired media, surface design. We strive to celebrate traditional fiber arts and textile media like quilting, crochet, embroidery, weaving. But then we also expanded out to look at work that people are making that utilizes those traditional techniques in a contemporary, modern, or even conceptual way.
We mentioned that the members are international. Mm-hmm. Does this exhibition represent international members as well?
Absolutely. We had 8 countries represented in this pool of applicants, 40 different states. The final exhibition represents artists from 4 different countries, including the United States.
This exhibition is a showcase for the members. That's one of the purposes of your alliance. How did you settle on this theme, Danielle? Place, landscape.
Landscape is such a profound concept right now. Land, earth, home. All of that seemed very relevant, and it felt like a way to explore traditional techniques as well as contemporary applications of traditional techniques.
So what kind of works will visitors see when they visit Form and Concept, the gallery in Santa Fe?
Well, they'll see embroidered landscapes. They'll see weavings of landscapes. They'll see weavings that reflect place. Specifically, there's an incredible weaving by Wendy Weiss using a technique called ikat. That's an Indonesian weaving technique that depicts the name of a ghetto in Poland. There is work by a woman named Rina Detrice, and she creates rugs out of dirt. So there'll be an installation of red earth that is exquisitely fabricated on site. So there's really a broad range within the theme of thinking about place, the implications of place, and then also executing those ideas through a variety of processes and media that I think are really resonant right now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your collaboration with Form and Concept. Mm-hmm. This is a gallery that seems especially well-suited to the kinds of things that the Alliance is working towards.
Absolutely. Frank Rose with Form and Concept and I met on the board of Currents New Media Festival in Santa Fe, and we started a bit of a dialogue, and immediately I thought, oh gosh, what an incredible location to potentially have an exhibition of surface design member work. Form and Concept is a space dedicated to serious consideration of craft-based contemporary high art. For example, concurrent to the Surface Design Association exhibition that's happening is an installation by Mark Newport, who is an artist who works in mending. He's from Michigan, and he teaches at Cranbrook, and he's the head of their fiber department there. And he mends things. And he was a cover artist for Surface Design Association's quarterly journal in the fall. And we could have a whole conversation about mending as art, mending as a conceptual application of contemporary fiber practices.
You are going to take part in a dialogue and a lecture at the very beginning, the opening of Shifting Landscapes on February 24th. What kinds of things are you going to discuss?
the jurors will be present for the conversation. So they're going to talk about themes that they saw emerging within the field of entries and selected artists. I'll talk a little bit about the field of fibers right now and the relevance of fibers right now and the relevance of place, as particularly as presented in the exhibition.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that, the importance and relevance of fibers?
Mm-hmm. There's been a real resurgence in interest in fibers in recent years. Not to sort of fall back on ideas of everything's digital, we don't use our hands, but everything is digital and we don't use our hands. And we are animals that make things. And there is an extreme satisfaction in making things. And when I teach, I'm always astounded by students who they're terrified of making things, of using their hands to produce something, an object. You know, people have been weaving and working in textiles for millennia. It's an important part of the history of people on this planet, and it's meaningful. It also plugs you into the here and now. It's a tactile experience. It's real, not virtual. And I think all of those things are meaningful for the people that make the work, but for the people also looking at the work.
What kind of contribution can artists make, Danielle, with their work to the conversations that are going on now about place, landscape?
I believe that artists make things because there's no other way to talk about it. Poets make poetry, musicians make music, and it's a way that they can talk about certain things that you can't use words for. So it felt really important to have this exhibition be a place for ideas that there are no words for, that can only be articulated through the making of things.
Danielle Kelly heads the Surface Design Association, a New Mexico-based alliance of textile artists. Its exhibition, Shifting Landscapes, opens this month and continues until May at the Santa Fe Gallery, Form and Concept. Visit surfacedesign.org for information. Danielle, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.